full coverage of Canada Votes 2011 on News 1130 and news1130.com.
Well, yeah, and did we mention there's also an election on today? Well, not today, but next week. But they're still doing a lot of campaigning out there. You can call this an Easter vote hunt. The federal party leaders are back on the trail today as they prepare to head into the final frenetic week of the election campaign. Let's bring in Langara College political scientist Peter Pronsos. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Did you expect the NDP to be in this position?
No, I didn't. It is somewhat unusual. But in some ways, it's not surprising, given, I think, that neither Harper nor Ignatieff have really excited voters that much for their part.
What do you think that Mr. Layton has done to bring on this magic?
Well, I think one thing, he's seen, I think, by many Canadians as being a competent prime minister in waiting, for one thing, and so his program obviously has some appeal. And I think part of the surge can be explained by not only do people like NDP policies, and Layton in particular, but as the momentum builds, as the polls show that the NDP is a more viable option and has more potential than in the past, people who might have voted Liberal but preferred the NDP might be moving over, and that sort of adds more momentum to the NDP numbers.
Now, Messrs. Broadbent and Lewis, before him even, managed to put up some pretty impressive numbers for the NDP federally in past elections.
Right.
Do you think that Jack Layton's going to go by those records?
I think there's a good chance he will. This surge seems a bit more powerful and sustained, actually, not only in the rest of Canada, but in Quebec. And my recollection is that Broadbent and Lewis didn't have as much of a surge in Quebec as Layton and the NDP has now, and that can be huge.
And, of course, Layton's fighting on pretty friendly grounds here in British Columbia, it appears.
It's true. The NDP, federally especially, has done fairly well here. And people in B.C. tend to be, I think, somewhat attuned to his message in terms of the idea of, along with Ignatieff, for instance, saying that we should not give further tax cuts to corporations or buy fighter jets and put more money into health and education and pensions for seniors.
So Mr. Layton, of course, doesn't even really have much of a campaign organization in Quebec, does he?
That's true. They never had the base on the ground in the past, and that's going to hurt them this time around because it's, you know, you can't really put that together in a week. But it's hard to say how this momentum will play out. Sometimes you get a surge, and then the reaction, as the other party leaders are now focusing on attacking Layton, that might take its toll. And so that, with the lack of a party base in Quebec, as you say, doesn't augur well. But it's one of these things, well, nobody will know until Election Day how it's going to play out.
And finally, of course, this is not good news for Mr. Ignatieff and the Liberals, is it? Because the votes are going to split.
Exactly. And that's a critical point, because one can assume, I think, that most people who would vote either Liberal or NDP do not want the Conservatives to stay in power, much less have a majority. So they're going to have to decide maybe to vote strategically and decide if the NDP has a better chance to defeat the Tory in their particular riding. Even though they might normally vote Liberal, they would vote NDP or vice versa. And I think you probably see more strategic voting, partly because of the polarization I think that Stephen Harper has brought to the campaign.
Can you say Mr. Layton as opposition leader?
Mr. Layton as opposition leader. I think that's quite possible. I would be very surprised if he became the prime minister. But opposition leader, I think, is not beyond the realm of possibility, especially when it seems like the best that Ignatieff can do in attacking Layton is to say, well, you know, he has no experience. Ignatieff has not spent as much time in Canada or in Parliament as Layton has. So that seems a very sad sort of attack.
And there's not much difference in their platforms either. It's a matter of graduation, isn't it, really?
Exactly. For instance, they both have cap-and-trade proposals to deal with the environment. And the Liberals have been talking about how much it would cost. But you're right. The difference is small. And, in fact, I believe the Liberals' timetable is to introduce cap-and-trade 2 months after the NDP would, so it's pretty minimal.
Wasn't it the old Liberal rainmaker Keith Davey who said that the NDP were simply Liberals in a hurry?
Exactly. And, you know, of course, other people have pointed out how when the Liberals are in a tight race, they will move towards the center or center-left and try and steal the NDP's thunder, and that's one of the reasons you can't see a huge difference between a lot of their positions. I mean, again, Layton and Ignatieff are saying that we should not put more money into prisons, especially when crime is going down. we should not buy fighter jets. The Cold War has been over for a couple of decades and so on. So, yeah, I think that would make it easier for people to vote strategically this time around.
Going to be an interesting week ahead, and I'd like to thank you for your time.
My pleasure.